Distorted View Daily proudly presents someone who doesn't like receiving an enema.
Okay. Thank you. Oh dear, no. Don't do that. Don't do that to me.
It's Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. Coming up on the program today, a toddler shows me how to chew tobacco, plus a 700-pound woman named Ms. Fluffy, blackface pep rallies, and blowjobs, crack cocaine, and traffic violations. All this plus your voicemails today on DV.
Almost 18 months now, and the siege has got people eating their babies.
I'm a pretty pony, clippity-clop, clippity-clop.
This hole here is the hole where you make a BM.
Yes.
And it's called your rectum.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right. Hey, freaks. Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Got a great one for you today. I was checking out the Discord, seeing what freaks have been posting over there. Today's MVF, is that what we're calling it? Most Valuable Freak, I think has to go to Travis for finding the YouTube channel The Dippin' Bros. Do you hear that? Yeah, we heading to the deep south, boys. Home to Cricks, Hollers, Mountain Dew and baby bottles, and 10-year-old boys dipping chew. I actually did see, when I remember very vividly when I was like a teenager, I saw a 2020 special where, I don't know, Barbara Walters or whatever went into the south. Maybe it was coal mining country. Maybe it was West Virginia. And there was video of little babies with rotten teeth because they were being fed Mountain Dew from a baby bottle. And I've got a clip here. This is not from the 2020 episode. This is from something a few years ago posted on YouTube.
There is a very, very popular drink in the United States. And it's particularly popular down here in the South. We look at a patient's mouth and we say, uh-oh, this is a clear case of...
Mountain Dew mouth is a term where kids from 3 up just drink soda and it just eats away their mouth.
To me, when I drink Mountain Dew, it's kind of like a salty, this will sound gross, but it kind of tastes like a dirty sock.
What sort of funky-ass expired Mountain Dew are you drinking down there in West Virginia? It'll tickle your innards! By the way, that girl is someone who enjoys Mountain Dew.
My fiance drinks it like it's water.
We see people who are giving the baby that drink in the baby bottle.
Yeah.
A lot of parents are giving sodas and things like that to their children because they're cheaper.
We don't call it soda down here. We call it formula. It's green Pedialyte. All right. So by the age of 10 or so, these kids have graduated from putting Mountain Dew in their mouth to tobacco. That's where the Dippin' Bros come in, and the first clip I have for you is a tutorial, How to Dip for Beginners. First, he shows us how to pack the dip. He's using Grizzly brand.
Put your finger right where that bear is.
Okay.
Hit hard, and then just go like that, and...
All right, so he packs the tobacco.
Put that thing up underneath there. Got a big whiff of that peach, or... strawberry.
By the way, later on in the video, he shows us how to place the dip under our lip, and he's like, you don't want to pull out your lip because that's gay. Meanwhile, this little fruit is dipping strawberry tobacco or peach or whatever.
Your index finger, and y'all want to stick it right in that same on the side, not like right in the middle, because that's not how it works. So y'all want to stick your finger in.
Yeah, we can figure out how to pinch off a little tobacco. Okay, let's move on.
How y'all throw it in? You want to, you can pull out your lip, but I don't know, I guess you can do this.
That would be way too tidy for this kid. This kid just, like, pinches off some tobacco and then sort of, like, sticks his finger in his mouth and crams it under his lip.
Right here. Now you spit it correctly. Don't go here.
Yeah, there's proper spitting technique. There's so much I need to learn.
Well, I can do this.
He's spitting in a bottle. Okay, all right. If you want to see what this kid looks like, and by the sound of his voice, you can pretty much guess the visuals there. I've made it today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. I do have one more video I want to share of his, just because it has a little bit better audio, and his little brother is also featured, chewing.
So, you don't have to tell who's his which.
Yeah, both the kids have their own bag of trophy chew.
You don't have to tell who's his which. Mm-hmm. Mine crinkled up more than a zebra's asshole, and his is just all smooth.
I've never heard that before. Crinkled up more than a zebra's asshole. That's how you know this guy's the real chew connoisseur.
It's all hard and rocky. Not my pants, but...
It's very hard to understand him, but he said his bag is hard and rocky like his penis. Okay, that's enough from, like, 8-year-olds talking about their cocks. Welcome to Distorted View Daily. Oh, I should mention that, none of their videos get comments, right? So they all have, like, I don't know, like, 20 views or something. Finally, someone commented on one of their videos.
So, someone fucking roasted us. Or not really roasted us.
Someone put a mean comment in the comments.
Yeah, it's fucking fucks rap.
He said... I can smell your breath from the telephone screen.
Like from the fucking phone screen. And the only thing I smell from you is your fat ass lips.
Ooh.
If you're just gonna sit here on your fat ass jerking off all day watching all fucking your
I think he's making typing noises.
Yeah. I bet you know that boy that freaking roasted us? I bet you don't even brush your teeth.
Yeah, we don't either, though.
Now they're just self-roasting themselves. All right, let's move on. Oh, I've got another human abomination I wanted to share with you. This woman is 700 pounds. She makes her money from the internet. Specifically, guys pay her money to watch as her fatness rips clothes that she tries to fit herself into, I guess.
Coming up, woo, woo. We meet the 52 stone woman.
That's 700 pounds.
With a taste for making money.
Something juicy for something juicy.
And an unusual way of investing her profits.
I'm a food whore. I like expensive, nice food. I don't like cheap food. I'm Miss Fluff. I live in North Carolina, and I'm a web model.
Man, fuck the internet. It gives fat, disgusting people the opportunity to say shit like that. I'm a professional model. I'm sorry, a professional webcam model. That just means you own a webcam. I remember one of the very first webcams on the internet was a camera pointed at a coffee pot in an office. That thing could arguably be described as a webcam model. I bet you that coffee pot got more exercise than Miss Fluff.
Meet Nikki.
Yacht!
Otherwise known as Ms. Fluff.
Oh, I think the name is Fluff because I thought it was cute and a fluffy.
She weighs 52 stone and is super proud of her body.
Why are we indulging people and acting like this is cute? This is Nikki. Some of her organs are already failing. Type 2 diabetes will claim one of her legs later this year. And Nikki couldn't be happier. It's got, like, bouncy, poppy music. The announcer's, like, overly excited and... This is Miss Fluff. She loves her body. I get, like, you shouldn't be mean to someone just because they're overweight, but why are we all just pretending like this is healthy and, you know, she's living her best life? She's slapping her fat rolls there.
It's just round. It's got, like, character. My body has... Just chop off my head. And my body has its own character. You know what I'm saying? My favorite part of my body is my ass. And I do love my ass, and I want my ass bigger.
There's no way her ass looks good, right? It's got to look like, you know, flowy drapery in a Victorian house or something.
The second favorite part and the softest...
Like, rolls and things drooping.
On my body is my arm.
No!
Right here. Do you see how my fingers can actually get loused in my arm?
Loused?
This is my favorite chocolate, imported chocolate, from Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher? Like, okay, you can get that at Target. You know what I mean? It's not, right. This is imported.
But these are so good.
There's great money to be made. It's about dedication. It's about building yourself up.
Ms. Fluff's fans request photo shoots, which can sometimes be a little bizarre.
The weirdest request I have had was to do a farting video. This one fan told me, he was like, I will pay you $5 a fart. And I didn't respond to him. So he said, I will give you $100 if you could just make a couple farts on a video. I was like, you know what? That's not really my thing.
That's not to say that she doesn't do customer requests, though. Apparently, a lot of guys like to see big fat women in tight clothes. The smaller, the better. And the idea is, these broads are so fat, the clothes are going to rip. And I guess guys get off to the ripping? I think in the example here, she is trying to put on like a little kid's wife beater.
I like it too, though. I like to hear the sound. Ugh. Ooh. I did it!
It's weird. In the documentary, it says that any profit she makes, she turns around and buys food with it. How does she do other stuff? Like pay bills? She, like, scamming the government? Like, the government's paying for, you know, rent and stuff, and she's using all this money to buy imported chocolates?
I'm a food whore.
You weigh almost 800 pounds, we know.
I like expensive, nice food. I don't like cheap food. And that's bad, because I don't. I hate cheap food.
Woo, woo! Told you it's heavy.
That thing is heavy.
She's eating half a water... She's eating half a watermelon right now.
I like chips. I like fruit. Chill. I like watermelon. I'm a chicken freak. I think I eat chicken. Like, I don't know how much I eat chicken. God almighty, I eat so much chicken. Something juicy for something juicy.
Ms. Fluff believes in putting her money where her mouth is.
This is the biggest watermelon I think I ever seen.
I love listening to her talk. I want to hear that again, please.
Where her mouth is.
This is the biggest watermelon I think I ever seen.
Yes.
The bigger she gets, the more her fans like it.
That's so funny.
And the more money she can earn.
Oh, I got to hear that line one more time.
This is the biggest watermelon I think I ever seen.
Oh, I could listen to that on an endless loop. I've got some audio from the Covington High School kids. I'm sure you've heard this story, right? These Covington High School kids were at a pro-life march in Washington, D.C. I would have never been caught at a march or a protest as a kid. I've got better shit to do. I've got video games to play and forts to build and shit. Like, who the fuck is going to a goddamn abortion march? Was this a school-sanctioned thing? Because it is a Catholic school, right? By the way, Covington is in Kentucky, which makes it sound like it's in the South, you know? But most of these kids come from Cincinnati, and they're, like, wealthy people. This is, like, you know, an asshole douche school. So regardless if these kids really are racist or whatever, they are douches. They're, you know, they're asshole teenagers. Look at them. Look at their faces. You know, if it was elementary school kids, I'd be like, oh, kids are precious. That sounds like something I would say, right? Oh, you know, kids are innocent. They're little kids. Leave them alone, right? These are high school kids. I don't care if they're not 18. When you're in high school, you're old enough to be a fucking dick. All high school kids are. I'm just pissed off because, you know, that one kid that you see in the video who's like standing right next to that Native American guy with that little fucking smirk on his face. He looks like every asshole teenager who's mean to me in Fortnite. This is exactly why I stopped playing. I can't get good, right? Because there's just so many mean teenagers playing Fortnite. Anyway, a couple of these Covington kids went on Fox News, and they just should not be interviewed because they're not helping their case at all. it's been a roller coaster, right? So the initial video came out. It looked like these teenagers were making fun and mocking this Native American. Then a longer version of the video came out, and it involved some black Israelites or something. And it made them look like assholes, and the teenagers were just trying to help defuse the situation. And then another video came out where it looks like they're all assholes. We don't know who to be angry with on Twitter anymore. And this is why I say maybe the Covington kid should maybe possibly stay off of television, because they say shit like this.
In fact, I saw, I think it was a Daily Mail story. Somebody had gone out, looked at all the video from your school, and something like 5 years ago, there was a pep rally where one of the members of the school body had appeared to have blackface on.
I think we read about that on the show, didn't we? That's the same high school. To be fair, it was 5 years ago when blackface was acceptable. I think the biggest problem with that is, like, it was a school-sanctioned pep rally, and they were totally okay with the blackface.
Body had appeared to have blackface on. People have even asked you to explain that. How do you explain that?
I just explained it as showing our school spirit. We have many themes, like nerd, business, whiteout, blueout,
no.
Blackout.
Don't say yeah, he said it. Yeah, the theme of this pep rally was blackout. Get it? In the future, stick with nerd business themed pep rallies.
Nerd business, whiteout, blueout, blackout, as you've seen in the video. Ever since I've gone to CovCath, we haven't been able to wear black paint because of the video, but I know the kids meant nothing by it. It's just showing school spirit.
And that was one of the days, the so-called blackout days.
I don't know why I immediately tried to defend these guys, where I was like, maybe black is one of their school colors. Maybe there's an explanation. But no, their colors are blue and white. I tried to help you out. You'd really just shut your mouths now for a while. Hey, real quick, before we get into the news, I've got a celebrity Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee, although I'm sure none of you know who Bobby Kimball is. Well, in this clip, Bobby Kimball is singing the song Africa by Toto, and he has every right to do it because he was a member of the band Toto. The song has been enjoying a bit of a resurgence lately. I think the internet got behind this idea of Weezer recording a version of Africa, and which they did, and sounds fine, I guess. To me, it sounds kind of like the original. Here's the thing, though. According to Wikipedia, Bobby Kimball wasn't the only singer on Toto. He provided lead and backing vocals, as did another guy in the band, David. He provided lead and backing vocals as well. I'm guessing Bobby provided more of a backing vocal in this song, and that's kind of where he belongs. Way in the back, far away from microphones. I mean, maybe he sounded great in the 80s, and, you know, time is a cruel mistress, as they say. You know, he's trying to participate in this Africa resurgence. So here he is singing Africa. He's also on synthesizer here, I guess. He looks like Robert Goulet now.
Hear the drums echoing tonight. She is only whispers of comfort, conversation.
This sounds like a bar karaoke version of Africa, right?
She's coming in for a pretty flight.
Maybe he just needs to warm up. It's interesting because now the backing vocals are way louder than his microphone. Yeah, no, he can't hit those high notes anymore. All right, I think we've heard enough of that. Oh, real quick, I wanted to play this for you. This is very short. This is a girl with Tourette's who's just having a little bit of fun. She thought she would do one of those ASMR videos and see how that goes.
Is this ASMR pleasing for you? It's very hard to take this seriously. Here's another brush to hopefully give you some more tingles.
Well, it doesn't sound like she has Tourette's. She seems like a very well-adjusted, quiet girl.
Woo! Aliens, fuck off! Eat my penis!
There it is.
Anyway.
And she goes back to lightly scraping the microphone and brushing it.
Do you have the tingles? Woo! Aliens in my fucking attic! Ay-yi-yi! Wow! So next, I'm going to be,
I am getting the tingles.
Eating a very delicious food.
I think she eats some Twinkies now. Twinkies are dick-shaped. That might spur something.
Golden delicious Twinkies. Wowee, shut up, fuck off, eat my penis. That I think you guys will really enjoy.
You earned yourself a subscription there. What's this girl's name? Claire Sophia, if you want to subscribe as well. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What are you waiting for? Help support this stupidity. For only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership, you will receive brand new exclusive shows every week, actually two times a week, plus full access to the entire archive of podcasts, well over 3,000 shows. I've been at this since December 2004. Subscribe with confidence that I will not disappear tomorrow. I'm not going to, like, flee the country with your money. Distorted View is a brand you can trust. Well, trust is a strong word. I haven't fucked anyone over yet. Ting. I'm really not good at selling Sideshow subscriptions, and I wonder why I'm just scraping on by. Yeah, sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. You get access to a personalized, password-protected RSS feed that contains all of the free shows and the Sideshow exclusive content as well. Other ways to support the show, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar. That helps out. As a matter of fact, I would like to introduce to you all our newest patron, Jamie. Thank you so much, Jamie. Jamie just became a patron today, 4 hours ago. The newborn baby! Or she. Jamie, I guess, could be a guy or a girl. So thank you very much, Jamie. All right, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from New Hampshire, specifically Manchester. A man was allegedly smoking crack cocaine and receiving oral sex on, quote, the best night of his life. That is, until the fucking pigs came and ruined everything. Yes, a man was allegedly smoking crack cocaine and receiving sex acts at a red light Tuesday. He was actually he was in the middle of driving. He didn't even pull over. Well, now I can see why, you know, he was arrested. So he was smoking crack, getting a blowjob at a red light on Tuesday afternoon in broad daylight when two city police detectives walked up to his car. Michael Duville, 51, was stopped at the intersection of Union and Valley Streets, about two blocks from police headquarters and 2 minutes from coming. Nothing like two cops knocking on your window to deflate a boner. So yes, the detectives appeared. They instructed Duville to pull over once the light turned green, but instead, he accelerated. I wonder if he was still receiving a blowjob at that point. The woman down there doesn't know what the hell's going on. He just, you know, slams on the gas. Could end up with bite marks on that dick. All right, so they instructed Duville to pull over. He accelerated and then drove through the Advance Auto Parts parking lot at high speeds. Officer Robert Harrington stopped Duville a short time later. The female passenger bolted and couldn't immediately be found. I'm guessing she was on crack, too. That probably gave her a little boost in speed. All right, the female passenger bolted, couldn't immediately be found. Harrington arrested Duville on charges of lewdness, disobeying a police officer, reckless conduct, and, of course, possession of crack cocaine. I think I have a statement here from the woman who gave the blowjob.
I suck a little dick, smoke a little crack. I want to smoke, and fuck you. You my dumb. You the dumb I want to do. Yeah, I want to eat your ass for the night. You what I want to eat for the night. You all the food I need for right now.
Thank you very much, Propecia the crack whore. This man was scheduled to appear Wednesday in Hillsborough County Superior Court North. So there you go. That's what's happening in New Hampshire. Second story we have for you today. Hundreds of women will spend days, weeks, possibly even months trying to find the perfect wedding dress. Who do they do that for? I mean, at this point, you already got the man. You snagged him. Also, guys don't care about wedding dresses. They don't find them hot or particularly attractive. I've never heard of a guy having a wedding dress fetish. Like, I just want to fuck broads in gowns. Long, flowy gowns with veils. out of everything that we've ever played on Distorted Media, I don't think I've ever seen a man fucking or wanting to fuck someone in a wedding dress. You know, like guys will sometimes send away for stained panties from women and stuff, and sniff panties. Never see a guy sniffing wedding dresses. We just don't care. The whole thing, it just seems like a waste of time and money. I guess that's a guy's way of thinking. Maybe women like to be the center of attention at a wedding, right? All eyes are on her. This is my special day. I guess that's what it's all about, right? Some will opt for a traditional white gown, boring, while others will be determined to find something unique, which really shows off their personality. If I ever get married, I'm going to go in a cape. You know what? Capes are fancy. I've been wanting to wear a cape for a long time. You've heard me on the show talk about how I would like to bring back capes. I think out of any scenario, maybe a wedding, if done properly, could be the place to wear a cape and not be, you know, totally out of place. I guess. I don't know. What are we talking about here? What is this news story about wedding dresses? Where's the distorted view angle at? I'm sure that's what you're all asking. For those brides who are looking for something which will really make them stand out of the crowd, a naked wedding dress might be the way forward. Okay. Now I'm starting to see how guys could get on board with this one. The dresses are set to be a popular trend in 2019, with lots of different companies at all budgets producing their versions. Yeah, because it's not going to cost them anything. Was it just a hanger with nothing on it? Like, what is a naked wedding dress? Beige? Like, skin tone colored wedding dresses? That's not hot. It's like aged parchment color or something. Last year, Spanish brand, Pronovius or something, caused a debate with its very revealing wedding jumpsuit. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, my God, that's horrible. Looks like a woman was, like, rolling around in snow and a bunch of it fell off, but there's still, like, snow on her body. To give you an idea of what this thing is, the bride's modesty is covered only by the lace design and 200 very well-placed crystals. So it covers, like, her tits and twat. That would be the name of my clothing company if I ever start making these dresses. Tits and twats. Or something. Most of the other dresses aren't quite as revealing. Sheer and lace fabrics and flesh tone linings are what a lot of these naked wedding dresses are comprised of. Yeah, so I'm looking at one of them here, and I mean, she looks like a doily, basically. It's white fabric with a lot of holes in it. It almost looks like just screening, you know what I mean? Like, it's white screen, you can see through it, and underneath is just skin, or like flesh, it makes it look like skin, it's like flesh-colored fabric or something underneath it. The style of the dress has become very popular on the red carpet, but it seems opinion is still split on whether it's suitable for a wedding. If I was a guy, if I was like the groom, I'd be like, so this dress is going to cost less, right? Because there's less fabric. I'm all for that. You're showing off some skin. I'm all for that. You know, it's going to cost more, though. Can we just get your grandma to macrame you a dress or something if that's what you're looking for? All right. Final story we have for you today. A 15-year-old Liberty High School student in Liberty Township, Ohio, is facing criminal charges after police say he grabbed staff members, held onto their tits, squeezed them, all while possibly under the influence of LSD. At around 10:30 a.m. last Wednesday, a school resource officer reported hearing a teenage boy yell, "Do not touch me!" while screaming for help. The officer reported seeing the suspect running down the hallway and into the parking lot. He was stopped outside and ordered to return to the school, at which time he started mumbling about breasts and making other incoherent statements. We've all been high school students. So far, nothing seems out of the ordinary. It's a lot of mumbling, talking about breasts, running down the hallway. Police said the suspect then said, "Come here, bitch," to a staff member. He then pushed her into the wall while grabbing her ass and breasts. While the school resource officer was trying to handcuff the boy. Meanwhile, the school resource officer is probably like a 65-year-old librarian. She ain't going to restrain anyone. So she was trying to handcuff the boy. The officer reported that the boy then lunged for another staff member and grabbed her breasts aggressively. Other staff members had to help get the boy under control. He was put into a police cruiser where police say he began licking the windows. Pretty sure this was a plot of one of those Sweet Valley High books. We're not done yet, though. Police said the boy then kicked through the window of the partition, kicking a police officer in the head. He's got that LSD super strength. Several officers then got the boy onto a gurney. He was taken to the hospital for medical evaluation. Paramedics asked the boy what he had taken, and he responded, "LSD, man." Spoken like someone who took LSD in the 1960s. "Yeah, man, LSD." Before yelling, "Big dick and big tits." Police said while the suspect was in the hospital, he began yelling that he was an Avenger, and he tried to strangle a nurse with her stethoscope. Police said during his evaluation, the boy once more stated that he had done LSD and advised hospital staff that his dog had given it to him. His dog. After his release from the hospital, the suspect was taken to the Trumbull County Juvenile Justice Center. He faces charges of vandalism, resisting arrest, gross sexual imposition, and assault. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. Many ways to contact the show. 206-666-4463. We finally got a new voicemail. It's been like 4 or 5 days and no voicemails have come in. I mean, like, the Patreon calls have come in, but not old, you know, standard voicemail calls. So I don't know what your problem is, if people just have stopped using the phone, but yeah, call into the show. Love to hear from you. 206-666-4463. You can also email me, show at distortedview.com. I'm all over social media, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, and of course, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Distorted View Show is also our YouTube channel, youtube.com/distortedviewshow. Subscribe. We'll have a new video maybe tomorrow for you. So be on the lookout for all of that. Let's check in with a couple freaks. First up, we've got a patron checking in. Yes, caller. Go right ahead.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Little baby faggot. Calling again. I hear you on the house stuff, man. I just had a dishwasher go out. And I had to go get a new one because, you know.
Dishwasher?
Gotta keep the wife
happy. That's chicken shit, you know, stuff. We're talking like basement flooding and roof leaks.
Keep her in luxury. Keep her.
I'm almost living in a boat.
Brand new washer, dishwasher units. So I understand being busy with house stuff. But what I've done for you is in the Discord server, which there is a link provided on your webpage for
yes.
users to go to so that they can also be part of the Discord.
Very important.
I provided several videos on how to install a bidet. Very simple process.
I'll go back. I was just in the Discord today. I must have been in the wrong channel. But yeah, hey, we are, what, about 960 freaks strong in the Discord? So I would love to get up to 1,000.
Might take you 15 minutes if you're really hammered or, you know.
Everyone wants me to install this wonderful bidet that was sent to me.
I don't know. I'm not sure what you do in the bathroom. That's your business, except for when you take pictures of yourself on the crapper and post them online.
No, I do that quite often. Yeah, well, I will get around maybe this weekend or maybe tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. I'll get around to installing this bidet, and I'll take pictures of my maiden voyage on the bidet. That could get very, very graphic and disgusting. But yes, I'm very curious to see if I'm concerned about, like, if the bidet can actually get my asshole clean. I think I have a special use case here. Because it takes me hours to wipe my ass clean with toilet paper. I can't imagine a little stream of water. Unless, like, it's like power washing my anus.
Goo, Timmy Boo, it's Nova, Sideshow listener Nova, your other furry listener.
Hi, Nova.
I'm still going through the archives, and I've made a really weird,
observation?
Really weird comparison.
Comparison.
That dudes that get fisted sound a lot like Cali surfer dudes.
Huh.
Like, aw, yeah, yeah, look at that hole, yeah. Further in, and it's just like all I can think is like, can you like fist me deeper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought of that before, but you're kind of right. I'll have to go back and...
punch my rosebud till it looks like fresh beets from Whole Foods.
Okay. I get the idea. Well, thank you very much. Very astute observation.
Hey, Tim. I think it would be a funny idea if you, like, maybe not the whole show, because I don't think you'd be able to edit it or do anything with it, because you'd be high, but you should, like, take a hallucinogen like salvia, mushrooms.
Yeah, we talked about this many years ago on the show, because I don't know if salvia is still legal or if they've got around to outlawing it or whatever, but at some point in the show's history we were playing a lot of salvia clips, and some of you freaks were on salvia and we're like, ah, it's awesome. And so I was trying to get some to do on the show, but we never got around to it. And now I'm afraid, you know, with all my heart issues and I don't need to be like dying. Like I can't breathe, or so I forget to breathe and my heart explodes or something. I don't know. I'm afraid about that. If there's any doctors who listen to the show, is like doing salvia okay? I mean, I know it's like just a hallucinogenic or whatever, but still, it could affect your heart rate, right?
Probably not as.
Especially if you get freaked the fuck out.
It's probably something.
Like, yeah, there's monsters in my room!
Natural, like mushrooms or salvia. But, anyways, take it.
Maybe my dog can get me some salvia.
And, like, record yourself.
Apparently, dogs are dealing LSD.
Like a bit. Or try to do something. I think that'd be fucking hilarious.
Try to do something to fuck yourself up.
I don't know.
All right.
I think it'd be cool.
I'll look into that. I don't know. Look, I don't want to do anything illegal because I play by the books. I'm cooking by the books. But yeah, maybe I could do some salvia. Someone send me some in the post office box. I mean, come on. Why aren't you freaks sending me hardcore narcotics through the mail? That reminds me. I have a thing I'm sending Brad Carter. I bought him a cactus thing, light. I don't know why. I saw it at the store, and I was like, ah, Brad Carter sent me something in the mail. I'm going to send him a cactus light. And it's like battery-operated, and it changes colors or something. I'm going to create a little care package for him. All right, I got to do that. Maybe tomorrow. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in. Oh, God.
This is the biggest watermelon that thing I ever seen.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will be back tomorrow, but only if you're Sideshow members. See, it's a great time to sign up. Membership's very inexpensive. Become a true and honorable freak today. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, bye, everybody!
I put the hot dog up to my mouth, and somebody started screaming. And I looked down at the hot dog, and there was a face on him. Eyes, nose, a mouth. And he started telling me that I couldn't eat him. That he had a wife and 7 kids at home to support. And I stood there with his hot dog and asked Terry, "Do you know this hot dog is talking to me?"